We would like to give you a warm welcome on this first Sunday in April and also Easter Sunday. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today. I want to read to you from a passage in Matthew 27 related to the events that took place when Jesus Christ rose from the tomb. We read in verse 52 of Matthew 27, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God." You know, we are in a generation, our culture will believe just about anything except the truth of God's Word. Isn't that interesting? They'll believe just about anything. If someone says that they saw the face of Mary on the side of a building, they'd be flocking by the thousands, flying in from all around the world to see the face of Mary on the side. But you say, you speak about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and as one commentator says, Christians believe that Jesus Christ rose on this day, and they base this upon what the Bible says. And they kind of put it in that kind of tone. And they base this upon what the Bible says. All right, but you do anything else. Somebody says a miracle was performed, and they had a leg that wasn't there, and the next day the leg was there. They'd believe it. But you speak the truth of God's Word, and they will not believe it. Now, folks, why is that? Why is that? This morning we're going to be looking at the fact of the resurrection and how that the disciples, Peter specifically, and Mary Magdalene were not expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to rise from the tomb. They were not expecting him to do so. And one commentator said this, you know, he said, "We cannot make too much of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, but we can make too little concerning his resurrection." The Lord Jesus Christ, when he rose from the tomb, he left infallible proofs. He appeared to over 500 different individuals. He left us a very important reminder that he indeed rose bodily from the tomb. And whenever these people were seen walking around, those that had passed away in recent times, because the people knew who they were, these folks that came forth out of their tombs as Jesus Christ rose from the tomb, they were seen walking about Jerusalem. And it says here, "And when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done," in other words, seeing these people that had risen from the tomb, "they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God." They had their doubts before. But now that sign that was above the cross, the King of the Jews, truly he was the Son of God. Folks, I trust and pray that we can make much about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not just today, but every day. Folks, the resurrection is the seal of our salvation. If Jesus Christ had only died, we would be without hope. That's what 1 Corinthians 15 tells us. Without the resurrection, there is no hope. Jesus Christ rose bodily, first of all, from the tomb, and therefore sealed our salvation in him, and you and I can cry out to him. We have the hope, the blessed hope, because Jesus Christ has risen from the tomb. Let us make much of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.